Welcome, friend. Today we're diving into a powerful truth. Our children learn about marriage by watching ours. Think about it for a moment. The way you and your spouse interact, the tone of your conversations, even the way you pray together, it's all teaching your kids something. Whether we realize it or not, marriage is one of the greatest classrooms they'll ever sit in. And as parents, we get the honor of modeling what a God-centered relationship truly looks like. This isn't about being perfect. It's about being faithful. So let's explore together how we can raise kids who grow up seeing marriage through the lens of love, grace, and God's design. 1. Why your marriage matters to your children. Kids notice everything. They notice if you laugh together, if you hold hands, if you speak kindly, or if you don't. When they see two parents loving each other with patience and respect, it reassures them. It shows them that home is safe. And even deeper, it plants the belief that marriage isn't just a legal partnership, it's a covenant before God. A healthy, God-centered marriage becomes a living testimony, one that says, love is selfless, forgiveness is possible, and grace is real. 2. Faith lived out in daily life. Our faith isn't meant to be tucked away until Sunday morning. It should spill over into everyday life. That might look like praying together as a couple in front of your kids, talking about God's goodness at the dinner table, pausing in a busy moment to thank Him. These daily rhythms preach a silent sermon to your children. They see that God is not a side note in your marriage. He is the foundation. 3. How you handle conflict teaches more than you think. Every couple argues. What sets a godly marriage apart isn't the absence of conflict, but the presence of grace in the middle of it. Do you shout or do you listen? Do you criticize or do you work toward peace? Do you ask for forgiveness when you're wrong? Children learn resilience when they watch their parents resolve differences with humility and respect. They learn that love is not fragile. It's strong enough to bend without breaking. 4. Showing your spouse is still a priority. Parenting takes energy, and the busyness of life often makes it easy to put your spouse on the back burner. But children thrive when they know their parents value one another. Simple gestures make a difference. Going on date nights. Putting away your phone to give your spouse attention. Saying I love you where little ears can hear. When kids see that your marriage comes first, it gives them security. They know they are growing up in a home where love is honored and protected. 5. Modeling integrity, trust, and accountability. Marriage is also about what happens when no one else is watching. When you choose honesty in finances, purity in your thoughts, and faithfulness in your commitments, your kids learn integrity. They realize that God's design for marriage isn't just something preached, it's something lived. Trust and accountability make a marriage strong, and children who witness that will take those values into their own future relationships. 6. Your marriage is a witness to others. Beyond your home, your marriage influences your community. Friends, extended family, even your children's friends notice how you and your spouse treat each other. When people see two imperfect people leaning on God's grace to stay united, it becomes a quiet testimony of the gospel. You don't need to be flawless. You just need to be faithful. 7. A gentle note on abuse. It's important to pause here. If a marriage is marked by abuse, whether emotional, physical, or spiritual, that is not God's design. True love protects. It doesn't control, manipulate, or harm. If you or someone you know is experiencing abuse, please seek help, guidance, and safety. God's heart is for healing, not for harm. At the end of the day, your marriage is more than just about you and your spouse. It's shaping how your children view love, faith, forgiveness, and commitment. When you keep Christ at the center, you don't just build a strong marriage. You also give your kids a living example to follow. You're leaving them a legacy, one of faithfulness, love, and hope in God's perfect design. So today, choose to love deeply, forgive quickly, pray faithfully, and keep showing your children what a Christ-centered marriage looks like. Follow us for more on blissfullywedded.com.